What do you know about renal cell carcinoma, the most common type of kidney cancer? We're going to get some answers this morning, maybe help some folks who are dealing with this or what you need to know. We have Dr. Elizabeth Kessler of the University of Colorado Cancer Center joining us. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. And also with us, we have Brian Lewis of KidneyCan. He shares some insight on the experience of people living with advanced kidney cancer. Let's start, I guess, Doctor, if you could give us a definition of what we were talking about this morning.
Yeah, we're talking about renal cell carcinoma, which is, as you mentioned, is a type of kidney cancer, cancer that starts in the kidney. And it's, you know, one of the top 10 cancers that affects both men and women in the U.S., primarily adults in their mid-60s would be the folks that would be most often diagnosed with kidney cancer.
Brian, could you share your story with us this morning about your diagnosis?
Sure. I'll be brief, though, because it could take quite a while. I was what's called an incidental finding. I was working in Washington, D.C., a good, healthy father of twin one-year-olds, and out of the blue at a meeting, had hematuria, which is blood in the urine, and that evening went to the hospital. About 2 o'clock in the morning, was informed by a young intern that I probably had cancer.
So, and what did that? How did that change you? I guess, and to get you to the point where you're involved with what's called KidneyCan.
Yeah, long story. I after treatments early on, I turned my back on cancer and went back to work. And then through a little bit of a recurrence, and some friends decided I needed to give back, and so I started KidneyCan.org to help patients and help us find research funding to accelerate a cure for kidney cancer.
Doctor, is his symptoms or what his finding, is that typical, or did he, was there signs that he missed along the way prior to the diagnosis?
I think it's very typical. We meet a number of people who many times had no clue. You know, Brian had some blood in his urine, but many people are in the emergency room potentially for another issue, whether that be a back pain or something that requires them to get a scan. And we do see then, unfortunately, a mass on the kidney that's worrisome or consistent with a cancer that starts in the kidney. But there's oftentimes very nonspecific or sometimes no symptoms that clearly identify a growing kidney tumor.
What are the options now? And I don't know if things were different when Brian was first diagnosed or where things are now, how things have progressed since then.
Yeah, things have certainly progressed, which is really exciting and hopeful, I think, both for the patients that have kidney cancer as well as the scientific community working to improve the care of those people. So there's multiple advances. Most recently, a new combination of Opdivo plus Cabometyx was approved by the FDA. This is a combination treatment for people who have newly diagnosed advanced kidney cancer, so cancer that's spread to other areas. And I was able to participate in this study as an investigator for Bristol-Myers Squibb. In that trial, patients who were treated with the Opdivo-Cabometyx combination were able to have twice as long or live twice as long without their tumors growing or spreading or getting worse, meaning that they could have some stability while still on cancer treatment in their life, and also, you know, see that we're making these advances to continue to improve that longevity, improve stability, and hopefully make even bigger advances for them to have more patients without cancer. Certainly, this combination has serious risks or side effects, so each patient should probably discuss the appropriateness of that treatment with their doctor to find out if Opdivo plus Cabometyx is appropriate for them, but it's a very exciting new diagnosis and option for patients.
Brian, if you could share with us a bit about KidneyCan and how that help offers support, and anytime someone has the cancer diagnosis, they really do have to turn to family on this.
Yeah, thank you for the question. As I mentioned, you know, I lived in Washington, D.C. and started going up on Capitol Hill to the House and the Senate, and we were fortunate enough to get some dedicated federal funding for kidney cancer research. And so KidneyCan was formed, and we have continued to, you know, advocate in Washington for increased funding for kidney cancer research. But also we've expanded our portfolio to include patient resources and sharing with you know, the patient community where they can go and find really good information. We want to get people to, you know, to cancer centers where the experts are. And so kidneycan.org is one resource. The smartpatients.com is another resource. There's also the American Cancer Society. There's Opdivo.com. A number of resources out there for patients. But you're right. Family and your caregivers are right at the core of the team to help you through this time.
How is it that you're able to sort of focus on the disease as well as being an advocate for it? What brought you to really do that?
Well, it was pretty easy. I was only 11 blocks from the Capitol. I lived on Capitol Hill, and I was our children were we were moving out of D.C. and moving up to Philadelphia, and I started going up on the Hill, say, you know, walking down the street and making appointments with House and Senate members. It was pretty easy. I was too close to not do it.
Because you understood sort of the machine was right there in front of you. You think, I can probably use my knowledge, and you have the passion and obviously the drive. How are you doing right now? How is your health these days?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm what's called NED, no evidence of disease, going on 14 years, knock on wood. I've got a great team out there, and there's a lot of smart people out there. They're really patient-centric, and you know, folks like BMS and others that are helpful to our organization. We it's a community out there, and so we're really appreciative of all the breakthroughs that are taking place. Giving patients hope.
Sure. Doctor, I wanted to know kind of what is sort of the diagnosis for somebody who ends up with this kidney cancer, and how does that affect, is at some point does the kidney have to be removed? Is that part of some long-term process in a sense?
Sure. If patients are diagnosed with kidney cancer, the first kind of assessment or question beyond just is this a cancer diagnosis would be what the stage is, and that would inform the treatment options that are available and helpful. Many patients are unfortunately diagnosed in more advanced stages, meaning that the cancer has spread to other areas of the body, and oftentimes in those instances they're treated with both medications, like the Opdivo Cabometyx, as well as potentially surgery to remove the tumor. So there can be a combination of approaches to really try to either cure or control and manage the cancer.
Again, if people want to find out more, they can go to Opdivo, OPDIVO.com, and also kidneycan.org to find out more about this. Again, we've been talking today about renal cell carcinoma, one of the most common types of kidney cancer. Our guest, Dr. Elizabeth Kessler, University of Colorado Cancer Center, and also of Kidney Can, and the cancer survivor, Brian Lewis.